I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. A committee of lawmakers opened impeachment hearings against Alabama Governor Robert Bentley, beginning a probe on whether there are grounds to remove the two-term Republican from office. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Mike Jones opened the hearings today by noting the seriousness of the committee's task. 23 representatives in April signed impeachment articles accusing Bentley of corruption and neglect of duty. The articles were filed after Bentley admitted making sexually charged remarks to a top aide. The committee will make a recommendation to the full House on whether impeachment grounds exist. 900,000 Alabamians are currently living in poverty. That's the latest data from the nonprofit Opportunity Alabama, who released their 2016 state poverty data sheet this week. Counties in Alabama's Black Belt fare even worse, with nearly half the residents of Perry County at or below the poverty line. That translates into hunger as well. Nearly 19% of Alabamians, or more than 26% of the state's children, face food insecurity. Christina Scott is the executive director of Opportunity Alabama. She says the poverty report allows state agencies and local communities to plan more effectively.
You've got to know where you are in order to really figure out where you're going. And so this poverty data sheet can give communities a baseline of where they are and give people the ability to have that conversation rooted in fact and not conjecture.
Opportunity Alabama works to expand college access and organizes simulations to demonstrate the challenges associated with living below the poverty level. A new program is working to combine the efforts of the Tuscaloosa Veterans Affairs Hospital and the University of Alabama. The service is called Vital and provides clinical video teleconferencing for veterans. The rooms where these take place were previously used solely for UA dependents to talk with family members stationed overseas, but now they're used for medical appointments. Damon Stevenson is the public affairs officer at the Tuscaloosa VA Medical Center. He says this is another way the VA is working to help its patients.
VITAL stands for Veterans Integration to Academic Leadership, which is a program we established here at Tuscaloosa VA Medical Center to ensure our college-age veterans get the mental health care and primary care to make sure they're successful in college.
The service is much like Skype. It allows patients to participate in video appointments from a veteran and military affairs private space with a VA clinician. I'm Mackenzie Bates reporting for Alabama Public Radio News.